Unifying Economy and Culture. Shi Huangdi was not content to unify the government of China. He also wanted the many peoples of his United Kingdom to have one economy and one culture. Economic and Cultural Improvements. Shi Huangdi declared that one currency, or type of money, be used throughout China. The new currency was a round coin with a square hole in the middle. A common currency made it easier for one region of China to trade goods with another. Shi Huangdi also ordered the creation of common weights and measures, an improved system of writing, and a law code. Restricting freedoms. Shi Huangdi also tried to control the thoughts of his people. In 213 BC, he outlawed the ideas of Confucius and other important thinkers. Instead, he required that people learn the philosophies of Qin scholars. The Qin believed in legalism, the idea that people should be punished for bad behavior and rewarded for good behavior. Legalists thought that the people of China should work to serve the government and the emperor. The Qin dynasty practiced a strict and sometimes brutal form of legalism. Shi Huangdi commanded that all the books in China be burned, except those about medicine, technology, and farming. Hundreds of scholars protested the order. Shi Huangdi had them all killed. The end of a dynasty. Shi Huangdi's death in 210 BC was followed by 4 years of chaos and civil war that ended in the murder of his son. Power then passed to Shi Huangdi's grandson, but he could not hold China together. Rebellions broke out. The dynasty that was supposed to last for 10,000 generations lasted for only 15 years. Reading check. How did Shi Huangdi try to limit his people's freedoms?